Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen." When God created humankind, he placed us in a garden. We were not ethereal spirits hovering over waters, nor were we misty beings floating out between the nebula of outer space. We were created somehow in the image and likeness of God and placed in a garden. For a time, it seems, the closeness between creator and creature was so intimate that it was like we could look for each other in the garden and find one another. And while it never explicitly says this in the book of Genesis, it's like we could go for a walk in the cool of the afternoon with God. If we wanted to learn about God, there was no Bible to read, no distracted prayers. We would simply speak with him. No barrier, and not even clothing, for goodness sake. Along with the introduction of sin and rebellion into that Eden, there was separation. And the first thing that came along was clothes, thank goodness. Without much explanation about the beginning of the practice, soon we find Cain and Abel are offering sacrifices to God for worship, but also for atonement. Where there had been unity, now there was division. And where once there was one, this one had been broken into pieces, and for this, atonement was needed. But for more than that, when that which was united becomes divided, communication breaks down as well. And it's not long before the people of God are like those without ears to hear or eyes to see. People of God, God's creation, determined to build a tower to rival God. People of God threaten one another. Instead of that free and easy relationship in a prosperous garden without a veil between God and man, or even between one human and another, now there was tumult. And God found it necessary to simply start over, if you remember the story of Noah. Well, centuries after that, God had used his priests and his prophets and his kings to show people again just what he's like. He has sent messengers and visions and dreams and miracles to describe what he's setting out to do in this world to bring us back to him. And one of the best and most consistent images he gives his people to understand him, even to remember what he's like, is the image of a shepherd. God uses his very creation and the role he gave us as masters over that creation to tell us about himself, as if to say, "You know how I created those sheep and how they're good. And you know how you would lead them and feed them and care for them and run to find any of them that were lost and carry them on your shoulders and protect them against wolves. You know how that works? Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you. I am that good shepherd. You are those sheep." The church has a name for this day, Good Shepherd Sunday, and you can guess why. First of all, we read Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." We read Isaiah chapter 40. Prophet Isaiah speaks the word of the Lord, saying, "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young." We hear from St. Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, which concludes with the reminder of that saint to his readers, "For you were as sheep going astray, but now are returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls, overseer." And after communion at St. George at the other 11 o'clock service, when we sing, "Shepherd of souls, refresh and bless." Not least of all our sequence hymn before and after the gospel, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is," surrounds that gospel passage where the Lord Jesus Christ himself is heard saying these words, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I'm the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I'm known of mine, even as the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father. I lay my life down for the sheep. Last week, if you recall, the passage was read concerning Jesus' first appearance to the disciples after his resurrection in the Gospel according to St. John, in which he says to them, "Peace be unto you," and then delegated to them some of his own authority, saying, "Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted them. Whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained." Jesus was making under-shepherds. He's creating a hierarchy. He is the good shepherd amongst his people. Before he ascends and the Holy Spirit descends upon all, he ordains bishops, episcopos, overseers, shepherds, and breathes a special measure of the Holy Spirit unto them. And now, 1 week later in the liturgical calendar, we hear Jesus refer to himself as the good shepherd. We're reminded of this scene. And as we might think, we'll hear something else about those under-shepherds that he's just ordained. It's at this time we hear Jesus say the following words, "But he that is an hireling," and before we know what he's going to say, we'll say, yeah, the hirelings, they're great, right? We just ordained them last week. "He that is an hireling and not the shepherd," okay, "whose own the sheep are not," "seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he's an hireling and careth not for the sheep." Oh. Now, if we're careful, you'll notice that Jesus ordains the apostles as his under-shepherds in John chapter 20, and this is John chapter 10. The disciples surely heard that message, but Jesus was not trying to discourage his newly ordained. We can ask ourselves, well, then who's he talking to? He's speaking to those who are indicated in John chapter 9. Jesus is still speaking to the Pharisees, and we can breathe our sigh of relief. Aha! They are the hirelings that flee when the wolf cometh. Good old Pharisees. We can always count on them to take the tongue lashing. "You brood of vipers, you sons of hell, you whitewashed tombs, you hirelings, you flee when the wolf comes. You don't really care for the sheep." Christ is the good shepherd, and in an important sense, you are the sheep. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Here's your shield and your salvation. But that bit about the hireling, that's for someone else. The hireling flees when the wolf approaches because there's a mechanical and a distant employer-employee relationship between the shepherd and hirelings. They work not out of love, but for benefits, for pay, I suppose you could say. And when risk or suffering comes into play, the hirelings didn't sign up for that. The hirelings are gone. The good shepherd who soon would ordain shepherds to minister in his stead has a few words for the sheep and for the shepherds. This good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep says also, "Anyone who does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me." Okay, so if we're following Christ because we simply want the benefits, and then when the threat of the benefits not coming as soon or as quickly as we wanted to, or the threat of suffering approaches, we're starting to be tempted to behave like those hirelings. But Jesus says to us, "If you are my sheep, if you are my shepherds, you will take up your cross and follow me. Behave like I do." The shepherds are to stand in his name, to take up his cross, and to say with St. Peter, "To whom else shall we go? You have the words of life." Where does the hireling flee to? There's nowhere to go. And the flocks are not just mindless sheep. The church are sons and daughters, children of God, even a royal priesthood, set apart to make offering of yourself and your soul and your body to God, not simply wait for a benefit. The church are not to think of themselves as a set of employees who have been promised a really big Christmas bonus and simply twiddle their thumbs until it comes. The church are not hirelings. The clergy are not hirelings. We're family. We have a Father who does not flee in the face of difficulty. We have the Son who did not flee in the face of persecution, but took it on. We have a Spirit who's called the Comforter. And when you think comforter, you picture a big soft blanket, and that's not the meaning of the word. A comforter means with strength, forte. He's the strengthener. We have our own crosses to bear, and we'll need that comfort. For we're not meant to shrink from them or flee like lost sheep. We're meant to return to the bishop and shepherd of our souls. We're meant to stay close to the good shepherd. For the King of love, our shepherd, is. He makes us lie down in green pastures beside still waters, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We are not to flee like hirelings, because he's with us, and he's given us himself. Shepherd of souls, refresh and bless us today. Lead us and speak to us and feed us like a good shepherd, because you know us, you know your sheep. Help us not to flee. Help us to know and trust your voice, to know you just by speaking with you, as we did once in the beginning, when we knew your voice in the garden. Help us to trust that voice. Help us to know you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. Amen. Sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our Lord, offered eternally to the Father on our behalf, and in great thanksgiving for the witness and for the life of St. George the Martyr. We offer prayers this day for Sheldon, for Morgan, Michael, Dennis, Marcia, and Brian, for Lewis, Joyce, Amy, Glenn, Gwen, and Alice, for Donna, Dale, Chuck, and Carol, for Tom, Miles, Ron, for Lynn, Deborah, Beth, Joe, and Jim, Kay, Cindy, Keith, Rachel, and Carolyn, for Eric, Neil, Kathy, Dean, Chi, Heath, Ruth, and Mary, for Margaret, Elizabeth, for Father Conway, Father Longcamp, Father Angel, for Bishop Haynes, and for all those who we name in the quietness of our hearts. The Holy Eucharist is also offered this day for all of our clergy and congregations in the countries of Haiti and India and Ecuador and in the Philippines. We pray for all pregnant mothers, for the safety of all unborn children. We pray for our country. We pray for those who now suffer in the conflict in Sudan and for the conflict in Ukraine. We pray for our own community, for peace and for safety. And we pray for all Christians who suffer persecution for their faith in Christ and the world today, praying especially for Pastor Nestor and Pastor Jagadish. The Holy Eucharist is also offered this day for the peaceful repose of Gary, of Gregor, and of all the faithful departed. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them. May the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Father Almighty. May the Lord receive the sacrifice at my hands, to the praise and glory of his name, to our benefit and that of all his holy church. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's church. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to accept our alms and oblations and to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all those who do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also so to direct and dispose the hearts of all Christian rulers, that they may truly and impartially administer justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye who do truly and earnestly repent you of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God, devoutly. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Maker of all things, Judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in this life, to the honor and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of His great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all those who with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto Him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Savior Christ said unto all who truly turn to Him. Come unto me, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying and worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John said. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and He is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you,
and with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto Thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Thy glorious name, evermore praising Thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of Thy glory. Glory be to Thee, O Lord Most High. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. All glory be to Thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for that Thou of Thy tender mercy didst give Thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made thereby His own oblation of Himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in His holy gospel command us to continue, a perpetual memory of that His precious death and sacrifice until His coming again. For in the night in which He was betrayed, He took bread, and when He had given thanks, He brake it and gave it to His disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me. Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, according to the institution of Thy dearly beloved Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, we, Thy humble servants, do celebrate and make here before Thy divine majesty, with these Thy holy gifts which we now offer unto Thee, the memorial Thy Son hath commanded us to make, having in remembrance His blessed passion and precious death, His mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, rendering unto Thee most hearty thanks for the innumerable benefits procured unto us by the same. And we most humbly beseech Thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and of Thy almighty goodness vouchsafe to bless and sanctify with Thy word and Holy Spirit these Thy gifts and creatures of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to Thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance assurance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. And we earnestly desire thy fatherly goodness mercifully to accept this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that we and all others who shall be partakers of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, and made one body with him, that he may dwell in us, and we in him. And although we are unworthy, through our manifold sins, to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And with thy spirit.
We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen.
O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world,
have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world,
grant us thy peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him that taketh away the sins of the world. Lord,
I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my soul shall be healed. Lord,
I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my soul shall be healed.
Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my soul shall be healed.
Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance of Christ God with thee, and feeding him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, feed him in thy heart by faith. Soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. Which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, feed on him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, feed on him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. Soul unto everlasting. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee. Feed on him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank Thee for that Thou hast vouchsafed to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of Thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and does assure us thereby of Thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of Thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of Thy everlasting kingdom by the merits of this most precious death and passion. And we humbly beseech Thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with Thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as Thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with Thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise Thee, we bless Thee, we worship Thee, we glorify Thee. We give thanks to Thee for Thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For Thou only art holy, Thou only art the Lord, Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Heart in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Oh, you're up here. I'm not over there.
I'll be up there.
That's the part I don't understand.
If you know, like, if you look at me, you know, like that, because I know it's almost over. Sometimes I can guess. Depending on the time.
Yeah. That makes sense. Okay, I get it now.
Today, Carson.
Yes, it is.
So I can guess if I'm
good. Yeah. Okay, I get it now.
Thank you, sir.
Gregorians put a Picardy on the end of their chant, make it happier.
Well, seeing how they didn't use thirds at all.
Right.
Probably not.
So did that take yours? I can't remember.
I have it here amongst my things.
For today, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, you were saying, that's what I did for Easter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a third of it. Blanking. Still. We got to remember to shake this up before.
Beautiful.
our breath as well, right? So, big breaths. We said the ladies would sing the first verse, right? And then,
I saw Dom's here.
I saw him in his car, I don't know what's going on.
Hopefully, Martin, Dom. But Tim's not going to be here. So, but the plan is for the men to take the second verse, and then the fourth continues. At this point, I think what we'll do is not repeat on page 6. We'll just go to the second ending. Okay? So, not the first ending, the repeat, just the second.
Up here.
Is it in the Netherlands?
It's in the Netherlands.
Okay. And we won't do that, right? We'll just sing the second verse.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Tutti?
What did you just say
there? They won't do the duties.
Okay.
So, tutti. Both times, right?
Oh.